We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm limping to the finish. I can't. I'm walking on my heels. So let's get some.
There could
free,
be help on the
let's
way.
Let's get some free perhaps. Medical help right now. let's bring in Dr. Lane Spiro, Litchfield Hills Orthopedic Associates,
morning,
a 2021 Connecticut Best Doctor in Connecticut Magazine. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Do you get a plaque or you get a nice little paperweight?
Yeah,
what do you get for being a best
here.
Doctor?
I get a pat on the back.
Nice.
Good boy.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Well, that's still a good achievement nonetheless, so congratulations.
Yeah.
What is your specialty, Dr. Spiro?
I'm a spine surgeon, so I operate on the cervical spine all the way down to the lumbar spine.
So I think we're out of luck when it comes
to
hamstrings.
Yeah, so you can't help us with hamstrings, calves, and hips. It's okay.
That's all right. We're so glad
to have you. Well, I'm a trained orthopedic surgeon, so I know a little bit about that.
Oh, okay, good.
Listen, when it comes to – that's some serious surgery, right? I mean, those are complicated things.
Yeah, things like scoliosis.
Are things for you – are you back with a full load of cases? How has it gone the last 12 months?
Well, you know, a lot of the things that we do are things that are urgent and need to be done because patients, either they have deficits or they have a tremendous amount of pain. So during the pandemic, we still took care of a lot of patients, but
right.
Now, you know, there are a lot of patients that were waiting to do semi-elective procedures, so it's really busy now.
You, by the way, have a couple of offices, do you not? The outfit does, Litchfield Hills?
Yeah, we have an office in Bristol. Right down the street from the police station. We have an office in Torrington, and I operate at New Britain Hospital.
Okay.
HOCC.
But you don't have an office in Canton, do you?
No, we used to many years ago.
Oh, okay. Past tense. Sorry. It's not that I've been following you. I'm just looking it up. So what is it that makes, we were talking about this earlier, and what is it that makes a doctor good? Proficiency, obviously, is number one. But, you know, I don't know. It seems to me that a lot of people would like a little more of a personal touch. Do you work on that?
So, of course, that's part of the whole picture. But you want somebody who has attention to detail, understands the problems, has experience. You know, I've been practicing spine surgery for 25 years.
Oof. Go ahead.
So it's a full encompass of, you know, how you deal with the patients and making them feel comfortable, making them feel like they're cared for.
Well, yeah, there you go.
As well as taking good care of them.
Right. We're talking with Dr. Lane Spiro, Litchfield Hills Orthopedic Associates. You know, I'm curious. You said 25 years. And you can make a longer term comment, but you can also talk maybe, you know, sort of pre and post pandemic or whatever. Are we healthier? Are you seeing worse and worse types of cases? Where are we as sort of like a general from your perspective, people?
Unfortunately, I don't think we're healthier. We may be on the start, but the key to health is taking good care of yourself, exercising.
Right.
It starts there. A lot of problems come from just not taking care of yourself.
Well, a lot of orthopedic problems, so I've read, tell you that weight is a big issue. Puts a lot of strain on your frame.
It does. And, you know, it's a balance between, you know, your skeleton supporting you and the muscles around your skeleton. Your skeleton can't solely support you, and if you have too much weight, it makes it difficult.
Is that what you see? Do you see a lot of issues You know, because my brother-in-law does a lot of hips, I think, and, you know, there's also there's drug use elements to his work and all this other stuff. But do you find that weight is the cause of a lot of the issues that you have to deal with?
You know, I don't think that weight is a cause. It's a contributing factor, but part of it is how much stress you put on your body.
Right.
So some of us are doing really hard work, and it's putting a lot of strain on our joints. And, you know, that also breaks down cartilage.
I would say weight probably exacerbates the problem if it exists, but it's going to happen anyway, even to skinny guys.
That is absolutely correct.
All right. So, you know, what do you see, you know, in your practice? Nothing is typical, but what do you see as being the most common problem that has to be addressed?
So most of what I see has to do with discogenic disease. So the cushions between the vertebral bodies, they wear out just as the cartilage in your hip or your knee wears out.
Right.
And so that needs to be dealt with, either with a fusion or disc replacement. But that is usually the key to why people have back pain, why people get nerve pain that shoots down their leg or
right.
shoots down their arm. So that's most of what I do.
Now, in terms of technology, doing it for a couple of decades, you know, in our business, we get stuck in our ways and we can't, you know, we can use some technology, but, you know, a lot of journalists are, you know, accused of never being able to sort of adapt with the times to certain degrees. I mean, how do you stay sharp with what's going on? I know there's a whole conference thing, but what about like surgical techniques? How does somebody like you try a new technique and learn how to do something different?
Well, a lot of the techniques that you learn come from yourself. You know, you've been doing a procedure for 5-10 years, and you realize, you know, that this part of the procedure is difficult to perform. Maybe we could do it this way. And so you modify your technique over the years to become efficient and make it work. And a lot of the technique aspect of it is not standardized. People do things a little differently, but the technology that comes into play, like during my 25 years, there's now robots that help put in pedicle screws. There's what I feel is really important, an intraoperative CAT scan. So now after you put in all types of hardware, you can check before you leave the operating room to make sure that hardware is in the perfect position.
Wow. And I guess from what I understand, because of robotics and other, you know, instruments that you now use, tools, it's not nearly as invasive as it used to be.
And that's true as well, because part of the surgery is the less soft tissue damage you have, the less pain, the quicker it takes to heal.
Right.
And that's one of the problems with spine surgery, not problems, but drawbacks, is that there's a lot of healing. After you fix the problem, all the soft tissues around what you fixed need to heal. And that takes a good 3 months, 4 months until you could then use those muscles and get them back in shape. Because when they're out of commission, they get weak, and then it takes a while to build them back up.
All right. Well, listen, Doctor, we need to move on here. We've got news coming up. But thank you very much for your time, and congratulations. I think they're going to build a statue, aren't they?
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, sure, in the center of Hartford.
That'd be good. Thank you. On the green in Canton. I think it'd be beautiful. Thank you, Doctor, though you're not there anymore.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.